member of assignment? Okay, lunch, and then we'll do a little more too. I'm very happy to talk to any of you guys one by one, but so you know what I'm saying. Councilors, I assume you have somewhere that you have to be. If you can be here, that's great. Okay, Mascini, please have a seat, and whoever has to leave, please leave now. I'm not really entirely sure how one is supposed to introduce one's own Rebbe. Most of these, I feel like I'd end up just talking about myself the whole time and the hashpah that Rebbe has had on me, and that in many ways minimizes Rebbe's impact on so many Talmidim, on hundreds of Talmidim. I can say, speaking as one person, the first year of my life that I ever, I guess, learned seriously, the one who's pushing me, being madrik me with a certain amount of gentleness, yet at the same time making sure that I am mechayev myself to accomplish and to do, and taught me how to read Rishonim, how to where to look when you have a kasha. Taught me all of the basics in learning, and really set me on my life's path in learning is Rav Simon Shlita. But when you look at other Talmidim of Rabbi Simon, you see something else also. You'll see that Talmidim of Rabbi Simon tend to have a certain sweetness that clearly comes from the Rebbe. A certain, if there's machlokas, the Talmidim of Rabbi Simon are as far away from that machlokas as one could possibly be. It's just a certain edelkeit that the Talmidim of our great Rebbe have. It is beyond the kavod, difficult to put into words, how fortunate we are this morning to have Rav Simon give a shir. We have the packets, and we look forward to the shir and b'shvach.
Thank you, Rabbi Leibowitz, for your kind words. It's just Rabbi Leibowitz, it's just the Talmidim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have Hatzaras HaTov that we were able to get here before the rainstorm. Okay, maybe by the time we finish the shiur, we'll... Okay. I understand you're learning in Yonei Avodah Zarah, and so I'd like to speak about some inyanim of Bishalachim, Pasachim, and then maybe we'll tie it into the whole camp experience. Okay, so I have the packets in front of you. So please look inside. Feel free to speak up if you need to. I'll try to elicit your input. It shouldn't be only my input, it should be your input. So we'll learn it together and we'll try to figure out what's going on. So the Mechaber tells us here, page 1, in Kuf Yud Beis, in Balaam, Osu chachomim lechol pash shel amamin ov de kochovim yishim chastas. So we have an iser that if a goy baked some bread pash shel akum shel amamin, so we shouldn't eat that bread because that will lead to a high level of camaraderie, and the ultimate level of camaraderie is when you make a shidduch. That's the ultimate level. So the goyim are going to provide this these challah rolls, and we're going to get together, we're going to eat, and then the next time we'll be going to the chuppah, before you know. Okay. And so we'll have to see, what does it mean by, what's the definition of pas? It also has to be defined. Well, what is pas? Is pas only what we call in Hebrew, what we say, bread? Well, we know there's a concept, those that learn brachas, of pas haba b'kisnin. If you have something that was made, it's baked. It's dough, but it's what? it's a cake or cookie, it's used more for a snack type thing than a meal type thing. Is that also included in what we say, Hashel Shel Amamin, or not? That's one question we'll have to try to understand. And then we know the Gemara tells us, and the Poskim Rishonim discussed, that there are two types of Hasa'akum. There's one where you're a person bakes bread in his own house. He makes it for his family, he makes it for the neighbor, you know, but then that's called commercial baking. In other words, I'm not making it for my friend, I'm not making it for my neighbor, I'm not making it for myself. I'm a businessman. I make it, you know, to sell. I make it to sell. So obviously, the level of camaraderie is a little bit distant when it's a business, as opposed to what we call balabais. Balabais is more hamish. He's making it for his family, he's making it for his next door neighbor. What we call the palter is a more distant relationship. Even though you come into his store, he'll greet you nicely, but once it's already business, you know, that's already a boundary. You know? That's already a boundary. So the question is, so would one say that perhaps the whole Isser only applies what? Pas Shel Balabais. But when it comes to Palter, maybe the whole Isser doesn't apply or not. So this is our discussion in the Rishonim and the Gemara, etc. So let's just, we're only here for one shiur, so we'll go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh and Sibbeis, Yesh Mekoma Shemekilim B'dover V'lokim Pas Minachtom Ma'ovei Kachodim V'mokim She'en Sham Nachtom Yisrael V'pnei Shehi Shas Adchak. So the Gemara, so this Deya in Shulchan Aruch, this day in Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Torah and Shomrim, he says that if you don't have a Jewish baker, so then you can get goyish bread, provided it's a nachtom, it's a palter, it's not your next door neighbor who has the kind heart that's going to just bake for you or something like that. So already it's distanced, so it's palter. But this daya in Shulchan Aruch is saying that palter you could get from a goyisha palter, but only the mokum she'en sham nachtom Yisrael. In other words, so basically, you know, the distance that exists when it's a palter is still close enough that there could be a certain level of camaraderie, and therefore there could be an isser of Pasakum, but you know, Nebuch, you know, if there's a Jewish baker, then you have to go to the Jewish baker. Will be mater to go to a non-Jewish baker only b'mokom what she'ein sham nachtom Yisrael if they should shas adchak. And you have to realize also that, you know, in the old days, you know, we're Americans, so we don't understand what food, how the eating system was in the old days. You know, to tell you the truth, if it wouldn't be for, you know, Shabbos meals that you have to make, you know, have to eat bread is not such an American thing. You know, we have our French fries and our chicken and this. And most people probably, even at the Shabbos meal, had not been this halacha, you're supposed to have bread, we probably would not, you know, not eat bread so much. You know, that's a question why, you know, b'zmanazeh, you know, we make the bracha and hamotzi lechem and haaretz, and we potter everything, because bread is the most chashuv thing, and that's the way chachomim were masakin. Even though, it could be if the chachomim were around today, Maybe it wouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. Tachtiknu, that was the ikar of a suda, is the bread, and even though in America one could question that, but that's the way Chachamim were koveya, and like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it could be when there'll be a new Sanhedrin, and certain things will have to be reevaluated, but we can't do that now. That's the big yisod. That's basically the difference between, you know, Orthodoxy and other branches of Judaism, even though we love all Jews, but the main yisod is that we hold that there's certain halachas that were nikva by Chazal, and then we can't touch them, even though, if you would think, what we call logically, maybe, you know, there's what to say, you know, like Yom Tov Sheni is something that's, what's it for? You know, especially if you have a 3-day yontif, you question, you know, what, and everyone's on, you know, even the best of families, if the 3 days together in the house, people are climbing the ceilings by then. And, but okay, you know, we'll live through it. We'll, you know, and Mashiach will come one day, and we'll see. Things might be, you know, different, but we'll deal with it. Okay, so pass back to this. Pass palter. So it's a problem. Even if what? Even if it's a... even pas palter is a problem. So you could only matter that if there's no other possibility of getting pas. And the assumption is you need pas. You know? Like Rav David Feinstein, he grew up in Europe. He said a fleishik meal meant you took a piece of bread and you put schmaltz, fleishik schmaltz on it. And that was the fleishik meal. The milchik meal was you took this piece of bread and you put some butter on it, and that was the milchik meal. But the whole meal was the pas. If you didn't have the pas, you had nothing. You understand? It wasn't like, you see, we're all Americans, so we don't understand how you know the old way of eating. So it's very important. You got to have. So therefore, we need the pas. That's critical to have pas to live, to sustain ourselves. So Mamela, you have to have, so we're going to allow pas palter, but we'll only allow pas palter if you can't have a Jewish, if there's no Jewish breaker. But if there's a Jewish breaker, then you're mechuyev. Then you're mechuyev to go to the Jewish baker. So then, according to this daya, we have to think about, you know, how that would work. Say you want to have Entenmann's cookies. I was assuming we started off the shiur discussing whether you know, because pashtus is cookies are also pas. It's pas above a kisnin, but it's also pas. Because pas l'chor means you have dough and you bake it. It's pas. If dough and you bake it, it's pas. So then what's the heter if you to have a Entenmann's cookies, if you can go get the Hamisha brand, which is Pas Yisrael, so it's welcome, you know, it's Motsui. It's not like you're living in Hoopitsville, you know, you're all in New York and tri-state area, you know, and today, you know, you have, today you don't even have to live, you know, everything, the computer, you get things shipped to, you know, wherever, you know, you can probably get anything within a, you know, within a second, you know, Amazon's this, that. My wife was telling me about the big sale. You know, that was a big 9 days question about buying things with this big Amazon sale, and that was one of the popular questions that have been asked in the last week. Okay, well, that's the first day, and the second day is Yesh Olam Dafilu Vokum Shapas Yisrael Motzoi Shari. So the second day, the Mordechai is much more lenient. And he says that the first day is the Rambam, and you know that you shouldn't be makel, only makom shapas yisrael motzoi. The second day is the Mordechai that says that even if Yisrael is motzoi, but we can still be makel by a pas palter. So according to this day, that we understand very well that we can get bread. You know, all the bread that you get from the OU or whatever is not Pas Yisrael, but it's palter. So it's palter. It's so therefore that would be mutter even if makom that the bread of a goy is matzah. Okay. So now, let's take a look. Now let me ask you another question. What about bishulakum? Bishulakum is not bread, right? You have, what do you have? Fish, all these things we get, potato chip, all these things, they're all bishul. So when it comes to bishul, is there a distinction? Do we find anywhere in Shas a distinction between palter and not palter? In other words, in bread, we find this distinction that we can maybe be more makel if it's palter. So we have two opinions. How far are we going to be makel? Only if Yisrael is not matzoi, even if Yisrael is matzoi. Because palter is more lenient. It's the distance is greater between the consumer and the manufacturer. It's so therefore. But what about in the area of bishul? What about in the area of bishul? So the area of bishul, as you know, you've been learning this. So you have the halacha of shulchan malachim. It has to be either olal shulchan malachim. It has a special chashivas, or it has to be something that you won't eat raw, right? You're not called Moshe who that you won't eat raw, so now the bishul is meaningful because now I can eat it. But beforehand I won't. But nowhere in Shas does it mention that there's the concept of palter by bishul. Right? Asher says these are the two heterim. Shulchan Malachim and what? And Echol Moshe who chai. So is there a concept of palter? I mean, in Shulchan Aruch we don't find it. Gemara don't find it. So let's see if there's anything to speak about. So let's take a look on the third page. This is the Xerox from the Torah Habayis. Those that are new, we know that the Rashba, he wrote a sefer called Torah Habayis. That was his house, the Habayis. And then the Ra'or, who was a prominent Rishon, look on page 3, he said, your house has a couple of leaks in the house. You need a better kabayis. You need to the upkeep, like you have, I'm sure, in the bunk, sometimes it can leak, you have a leak. You guys are doing pretty good here. So you need a better kabayis. So that's the Ra'or's tainas on the Rashba, and then the Rashba says, no, I'm going to defend the bias. Mishmeres HaBayis. In fact, one year, Rav Soloveitchik decided, he didn't want to do regular Yerideya. It was getting, So he said, I'll just give shir on the Torah HaBayis. Because that's a fascinating limud. All of Yerideya is, based on the Torah HaBayis. But to use the sefer Torah HaBayis as the sefer to be to learn from, to give the shir based on that. So that's what he did one year. So take a look at the Beda Kabayis here on page 3. Sha'ofer ofer b'ayis miyuchad l'kach ve'enu miskavi levasha la'atzmo v'lo l'shem adam miyuchad elu l'mlachto v'tishu socher la'afos levasha l'kol habob b'ayis miyuchad she'en b'nei adam ochlen bo. So the Ra'or is telling us a chiddush that maybe this idea of distinguishing between what we call palter in contrast to balabayas, so he's telling us that maybe in the area of bishul also we can have such a distinction. Right? He says, and what's the yisod? The same idea. That when you get something from a factory or something like that, then there's no kruve das. There's no kruve das. You know, there's no camaraderie. Even again, some people say, you know, there's three distinction between balabayas and palter, and then a factory. But you don't see that over here. Rabbi Tuchman said to me also, Pasha says he's not saying that. He's saying that palter, that there's a heter of palter even for Bishul. Now, if that would be the case, then, you know, the whole discussion, you know, they're all the contemporary discussions, just simple food like potato chips and tuna fish and all these things would be, as Rabbi Bali pointed out, would all be taken care of because it's all shalpalter, right? In other words, you have to have a discussion, is it the specific min, not min, it will all be irrelevant. There's a heter, the Ra'or says, there's a heter of palter, even by Bishul, which is a chiddush, it's a great chiddush. So Shachar put down, the Ra'or is big for his chiddushim. And in the world of halacha, the Ra'or doesn't really make it the way the Rashba did. What can I tell you? You know, it's just like the Balamor. Like, he has the best stuff, the Balamor. But in the world of halacha, like, he just doesn't make it. Except for the international date line, the Chazon Ish said that everyone really agrees to the Balamor. And then why all of a sudden everyone agrees to the Balamor? We never hold from a Balamor. So that's one good question. You know, whether we should, you know, Chazon Ish was very big on the Balamor for the dateline, and therefore that became a whole thing. I'm not so into the Balamor for the dateline. You have to invite me back for another, maybe next summer we can come back for another shiur on that. But some Rishonim were great Mechatshim, but, you know, like the Rashba is considered more the normative halacha. So the Rashba, you know, argues. He says here in the Mishmeres Habayis, he says, "V'ikat time mishum da'ofer bayis miyuchad einu skadil lavasha la'atzmo lo l'shem adam miyuchad ela la'malachto pishu tzochi la'afos lavasha l'chalodim mikain shlokas shel chanvani she'einu skavin la'adam miyuchad." In other words, a chanvani who cooks. I have a store. I cook fish. So if you ever make sure it's kosher fish, but the guy is cooking it, so then all of a sudden it's, you know, it should be mutter. So the Ra'or would say in a chanami, but the Rashba says that no, we don't find such a thing. So that's the other sheet that no mehechi tesi there's such a distinction. And in the Sefer Cheshev HaEifod, that's the Dain Parva, that's how he says, he discusses this machlokis about the cans, all the vegetables, the canned vegetables are all bishul, right? And so the Ra'or says that it should be okay. The Ra'or says it should be okay, and the Rashba is dakra. So he says, Magdul b'puma da'alma d'dvarim anasim beis charoshes shalachim is really the machlokis, anything that's made factory, which is basically all our canned goods and all the things. Everything we buy today, we're in a world of industries. We're big industries today, you know, big factories. So it's all tolei, says the Cheshev HaEivod, and this machlokes between the Ra'or and the Rashba. But he says, "Vaday she efshar lahakel b'zach reish anu v'roon shaposkim v'huskul ka machlokezu." Stamak kedusha shpok v'hok b'shita tarashba. He says, the pashu pshat that the poskim always accepted the opinion of the Ra'or over the Ra'or. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. We'll see what else there is to say about this. Oh, so let's take a look for a second. There's a tshuva on page 9. I gave you the sharp blot here so you can see, you know, who these people were. the Maritatz. Maritatz is one of the Gedolei Achronim on page 9. The Maritatz. He's famous, if you ever learn Hilchas Avelis, so he's famous for a psak in Hilchas Avelis that the halacha is that an Ovel doesn't, Yom Rishon doesn't put on tefillin, meaning even after the Kvura, where he's now chayiv in mitzvahs, so now he has to do all the mitzvahs. He was an onen between the mitzvah and the kvura, but now he just has to now after the kvura, he has to go do all the mitzvahs, but Yom Rishon, he doesn't put on tefillin. So the Maritatz has a famous shita where he says that's only if it's the Yom Mitzvah and the kvura together. But if the mitzvah and the kvura aren't on the same day, then he has to put, because Avelis Yom Rishon, the Rashba says, according to the Rif, it's only if it's Yom Mitzvah and Yom Kvura, and therefore the patiyu from tefillin has to be an Avelis Doraisa, and it's only Avelis Doraisa when it's the Yom Mitzvah and Yom Kvura, and if it's not, then you have to put on tefillin. That's a famous psak from the Maritatz, which is not the generally accepted opinion. So the Maritatz, and this is one of the new printings of the Maritatz, and I was very excited when I saw this tshuva. I'll tell you why. You see, I grew up in even though I'm an Ashkenazic Jew, but I grew up in a Sephardic home. I mean, both, my mother is Sephardic, my grandparents were both from Turkey, from my Sephardic. That's why when Rabbi Karlach was appointing the Rosh Yeshiva, so he wanted to put in the Sephardic, you know, he got me a Sephardic chair, because of, he even came to me one day with a piece of paper, he says, tell me exactly your Sephardic lineage, because he didn't know whether I had to be a Sephardi to get that chair, but half of my blood is, 50% of my blood is Sephardic. And what happened was my grandfather was already Nifter before I was born, my Sephardic grandfather. So my grandmother lived with us in the house. So even though I had another grandmother, my Ashkenazi grandmother also, but one mamish lived with us and who, you know, was my Sephardic grandmother, Alah Shalom, who I should mention is Yortzeit is Yud Beis Av, my grandmother's Yortzeit. She passed away right before my bar mitzvah. That Hanukkah was my bar mitzvah, and she passed away in the summer. That's why I was in camp, and I only stayed for the first day, so to be with her those last weeks before she was the terrace, because she lived with us. So why am I telling you all this? So my grandmother and then my mother, she should be well, they used to make a certain cookie in the house called biscochos. And that was like the treat of the house. You know, my grandma was making biscochos. Basically, it was a round-shaped dough, which was baked, and put sesame seeds on it. And that was like a delicacy that my, you know, a cookie that basically my grandmother used to, my grandmother used to bake. She was a big cook, a big baker, and she baked it. And then my mother, now who has time to make these cookies? But it was a childhood memory. So when I opened up this tshuva for the Maritatz, I haven't heard of the biscotto since my childhood. I look in page 10 here in the packet. Sheil Kukuf Samachal says, "Call your mind. It's the arti al biscotto." He says, my whole life I was mitzvah. Why is he mitzvah? It's a great thing. But what was he mitzvah? Shemochim Hagoyim. The Goyim was selling these biscotches. And, you know, so, Baruch Hashem, I had it from my grandmother. But the Goyim, apparently in the community there of the Maritatz, the Goyim was selling this. Shemrochem Goyim, Fisha Ani Zohir B'Paschal Goyim. In other words, says, I'm Nizar Pasakum. This is Mamish Pasakum. So, the Ilah Bishkoshim, Hayisim Astar, Fishain Derech, Umokum Hashlikisim. In other words, they weren't, you know, there's a shita that if you throw a piece of wood in there and the Jew has involvement, so then it could be okay. But the Messias was, they weren't doing that. The Vishain Derech Umokal Lahashlech Kisim.
So it was always bothered. Apparently the Jews were getting these things. And Maritain says it always bothered him. What's the hefesh? So he says, I'm looking, I'm trying to find a heter for this, and apparently...
So he writes like this. Now, the question is, what are we talking about? Ora, this is mamish what?
You tell it. If I would read this and not know what it was, I wouldn't know what it was. But I grew up with this. So this is Mamishwat, what would we call this? Pasaba Bekisnin. Because it was like a cookie. It was just a round cookie. Like a little bracelet. That's what it looked like. A bracelet with sesame seeds on it. That's basically, I don't know what they put in more. I haven't discussed it with my mother recently. Is there anything more that she put in it? Or my grandmother put in it?
So he says, Omer v'yadut ham isur pashal goy midrabbonim mishum chasnus noguba. Right, everything is mishum chasnus. Vishalachim, pasachim. Because of shom zel ktsas v'yacham chilku bin pashal balabayis l'pashal palter.
So the first thing he says, like we just said, if it's palter, so then obviously we said there's some more mekilim in palter. And we saw that Mordechai said even if it's pas. Shal Yisrael is Nachum Shal Matzoi, you could still get Shal Palter, and the Rambam was more Machmir. So he says, first it's Palter, so Shai Chasnus El Shal Bal Habayis Tovad. He'll tell, Ashru Yom Lobo Mokum Sakon. Val Shal Palter, Ein Kan Kol Kach Kirav Das, Shevin Nosu Ro Osei. Right, Palter, it's no Kirav Das, it's just, business, he wants to make money, he not interested in having a relationship with you, he makes his cookies, you give him the money, everything is good. But he says, but he said, okay, if you're from the Balitoises, the Ashkenazim, the Mordechai, so they were makel. If that Palter is mutter, even if you can get Shel Yisrael, but we the Sfaradim we're machmer. We only let it if there's no Nachtum Shel Yisrael. Apparently there was Nachtum Shel Yisrael. So why are they going to the Goyim and buying the discussions from the Goyim? So that bothered me. From all the discussions, you're allowed to die to. So it should be Osir.
So he wants to find a cooler. He wants to find a cooler. So this is what he's going to say. Okay, we're not going to read the whole thing, but he says the following. Yeah, take a look. Vani Omer. Page 11 on the left side. Vani Omer, Dein anu tzrichim leze. The mashanogu heter bekormai, that they were matir certain things. He speaks about here that they matir certain lentils shogoyim. They're called kormai. It was a shayla bishulakum. The mashanogu heter bekumai hu mishum dehein men apalter. The loshayach time bedechasnus. He says, so it's the maritat seemingly is working along the sheet of the ra'ot that even by bishul,
he is
he says that the whole idea. In one case, the Rashi writes mishem mishem arvo d'ron tmeim. That likes to point down, but the simple pshat in Bishul is also a din of chasnas. So misvara, if you're saying, even though the Gemara never says this, the Gemara never says this part there by Bishul. The Gemara never says such a thing. And the pasha pshat, I'll show you one of the svarim points out. It's so you understand, in this sefer here, in the Otzer Hilchos Kishlachim points out that.
So why doesn't the Gemara say? It makes a lot of sense. You know, if it's palter, there's no kiruv das. So if there's no kiruv das for pas, there's no kiruv das for the tuna fish and then anything else. So what's the thing? And the Gemara never said. So the pashup shot. This, you know, it's important you understand what the pashup shot is and the what is the maritas, the mechadish. Always when you look at a sefer, you have to see what is this sefer saying that no one said before. What's the chiddush here? What we call the conventional wisdom before the maritats, and what is the maritats adding to? What's his contribution to Judaism over here? You understand? So the pashup shot is what that the din out there. Yerushalmi, as he points out in that sefer of Halachas, the din palter was only said by bread. Because you couldn't live without bread. Today, we're Americans, so we don't understand that. You know, I told you, most of us, we go through the whole week never having to wash. And we probably wouldn't wash on Shabbos either, had it not been that this Halachas. Because we're meat and potato people. You know, we're not bread people so much. But, so therefore, they had to be matter, you know, Yishum Chayi Nefesh, Yishalmi said, they had to be matter. So they said, okay, palter, at least we're not going to give a heter palter by something that's not so necessary. And as I told you, that was what life was in those days. That was what life was. I told you what Rav David Feinstein said, what a Pleshik meal meant, what a Milchik meal meant, it all surrounded the bread. But the maritats is b'mechadesh, as the Sefer Otzer Halachos point out, maritats is b'mechadesh just something different that we haven't seen yet. And that is that the heter palter is even by bishul. Because it logically makes a lot of sense. It's far it's the same thing. If there's no kiruv das by bishul, when you're in the palter situation, so there's no kiruv das, so that should be both a pas and the bishul. And Mimela, as Rav Abadi pointed out, then all the shaylas of the potato chips and this and that will all be mutter. You know, that's the ra'ah, and the maritas is willing to go on a limb and say that, you know, taka, that's the halacha maker idea, because that makes sense. The counter of svara is to say that no, that you're right, it should be, but we don't want to go as far to be matir by bishul, because the bishul wasn't as necessary. It wasn't chai nefesh in those days that it was today. But he says that he thinks, no. The kulam deleka isr mishum deleka tam chasas v'davu chasas. So he's going to say a faket svar. The dafka b'pas asru the fuel palter ikah chashash chasnus came shu choshev mazmin alofs. So he says that like this, that pas is something choshev. In other words, you only make the shidduch, you know, something that's good. Something. You don't get married for the potato chips. You know, that's not going to make the shidduch. You make the shidduch with, you know, some good choshev, a choshev of bread or something, you know, whatever was choshev then. So that was a chashivus. So then, when there was a hashivas, so then we have a din of palter, and then we have the machloikas. How far do you go with the heter of palter? But something that's not chashuv, something that's not chashuv, then for sure palter works. For sure, not only palter works, but there's no machloikas. It'll work even if you can get the stuff that's not bishul. Because this is toyos is roasted, roasted nuts, roasted peanuts. You know, all my Talmidim know that when they, a good Talmid of me knows that when they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they buy for me botnim Amerikayim. They all know to do that, because that's one of my favorite things, and you can't get it in America even though it's called botnim Amerikayim. So that's what my Talmidim know, that they go to Bnei Yehuda and they get me a little thing, and I'm always appreciative of that. I finish up in a couple of days. Okay.
So that's kloyos. So like the Ravadi pointed out, that's kloyos. That's not choshev, but I like it, you know. So he says like this. It's machlokes, the Rambam and the Mordechai. That machlokes, Rambam and Mordechai, is only by pas. Only by pas. By kloyos, he's saying two chidushim. You say the heter pater, and not only you say the heter palter, but you're going to say the heter palter even what? Even when it's matzoi shel Yisrael. So it's a double kiddush. In other words, again, conventional wisdom is that we don't say it at all by Bishul. Conventional wisdom is we don't say it at all by Bishul. That's conventional wisdom. But what? He's Mechadesh, no. For sure you say it by Bishul. That makes sense. And not only you say it by Bishul, but what? Did you even say it what? If even with Mekil like the Mordechai. In other words, even he said even the Rambam would be Moida to the Mordechai. and now he's going to say an Erkish. That not only by Bishul, but Pasa Bobikisnin, even though I like, you know, some people like cookies more than they like bread, but Pasa Bobikisnin is considered less kosher. It's only a Mazonis. It's only a Mazonis. So that, for sure, is what? Is going to be Mutter al Yidei. So he says, I will call Yamai Mitzta'arti. They were eating the biscotches, and I didn't know what to do with these people. You know, Svaradim, to eat the biscotches, ah! The Goyisha ones, the Goyisha. How do they do this? They said, so that's the answer. He says, because it's Palter. Ah, but Palter is only Mutter. So he says, Kaka. So because this is a substandard. This possible kitzvin has been like shlokas, meaning it's not as dark. It's not as chashuv. And maybe something not as chashuv. That there's no machlokas. For sure, palter should work because there's no kiryat daas. There's no chasnas. And then there's no machlokas around in the Mordechai. And the maybe everything is I'll call yovo b'sholem. And that's his tshuva. So that's what he ends the tshuva here on page 12. Haklal ha'ol b'yadeinu de'eva b'skotshim keim she'in nikroim pas ve'inim chayovim. In other words, it means they're not pas gomer, but they're pas above a kisnin. Ve'inim chayovim ha'motzi yunatilas yadayim ha'vukashar kloyos. So the mamela, they're on a lower level. They're like kloyos. And Mamela, it's all lower level things, and lower level things don't have a chashivas, or have a chashivas, so then you can clear, you know, will Palter do the trick? But if, so the Rambam Mordechai, but if it starts off from a substandard level, then for sure it applies, for sure it'll do the trick. It reminded me of the Kloyus, Rav Abadi's Tshuva on page 13. He has a big Kiddush. Not everyone accepts this Kiddush. That all cold cereal is all Kloyus. Because basically his sheet is Rav Abadi that all cold cereal will make more Priya Dhamma. Everything. Even wheat. But wheat, even though it was ground together, but in the end of the day, it's like a roasted thing. It's not a maisa kedera. It's not like a piece of bread, a piece of cookie. It's like kloyos, exactly. So that's what he said. So let's just review what we said. We saw the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ra'or and the Rashba. We saw that machlokes. Then we had the machlokes, the Rambam, and the Mordechai. And then we saw the chiddush of the Maritats of how to apply it to. And if you assume like the Maritats, then a lot of things will not be problems according to the Maritats, because anything that shaykh in Bishul is going to be, you know, in our day today is going to be mutter. I'll tell you one other thing before I show you. I got a phone call it was Lag BaOmer this year, and one of the high schools, one of the yeshiva high schools, was going on. They had a Lag BaOmer outing. Lag BaOmer outing. So the way they were doing it is they're going to meet in some park someplace, and they were going to make a barbecue, and that was going to be their Lag BaOmer outing. And what happened was, so it was under good hashkacha and everything, but you know how it is in the world, sometimes miscommunications, misthings. So basically, the time they got to the site of the barbecue, of the Lag BaOmer trip, all the food was already cooked by the goyim. All the food was already cooked. It was raw hamburgers, raw. It was all cooked by the goyim. So the question was, what to do. I mean, now what are the kids? They're going to have this whole trip, and the kids are going to be starving, and it's going to be a whole balagan, and it's a whole. So one of the rabbana called me up to say, can we make them? So there is a discussion in Hilchos Bishul Akum, if you have hired workers, schirim, that's the shach has a whole long discussion here. If you have a, in other words, it's not somebody who's cooking for you because they're your friend or they're hired workers. So hired workers, there is a discussion in the Rishonim, even though that's not, we don't just usually make all of that, but there's a whole discussion here on page 24, Yesh Mi Shemati B'Shvacha Shalonu, and there's a whole, the Bechaber and the Shach, etc. So I said, B'Shas Adchak, they should rely on this. You shouldn't tell the kids that, you know, there's no food now, you know, because it was a Shas Adchak, and it's, and sometimes we're Mekel for a Das Yochid, B'Shas Adchak, and then he said, and what about the faculty? So I said, the Rabbeim should eat it also, because what are you going to have? You have the kids going to eat the food, you're the Shegetz, but we are the Rebbeim, and everyone who shayek to the thing is part of that Shasat Chak, and therefore, but it's the same, okay, whether, you know, how we pass it or not, but it's the same concept of the Kirov Das. Oh, so now let me show you like this. There is a Mechaber, take a look now on page 6. In Hilchos Pasakum, on page 6. So in the Ramah says, Osem Nailu Shekorn Kichlach. You have Kichlach. Kichlach, you know Kichlach, you have carrying a Kichlach, you know. So Kichlach. Or Mine Mesika Shekorn Lechach. You know, Lechachani. I once, on the Cholomoid Sukkis, the Lubavitch Rebbe used to give out lechach. So I remember I went once. You had two lines there. You could either bench on his lulag of an esrog, or you can get the honey cake. Those are the two lines. So I decided I'd go for the honey cake because he was giving out the honey cake. He wasn't by the. I wanted to see him. I added my own lulag of an esrog. So I went to the honey cake. I got the honey cake and it's in the Rebbe. But the lulav line, you know, you just get the lulav. So I had a lulav. Hopefully it was good. So kichels. So there's a din of pas. He says pas, and you know it has a halach of pas, and it can be a halach of pasakum, etc. So says the shach in Sifkot Yutkes. Dafka should be wasam ova. He says it has to be a thick batter. Because if it's a thin batter, then it wouldn't have a din of pas. It wouldn't have a din of pas akum. It has to be b'gosim rak, ova. So Avnei and Ezei asked the kasha. But on page 7, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Isa shin chav tes beis, Isha sh'b'gosim raka, fa'afa b'tonur, is chayiv and chala. Right? It means as long as you have a batter, even if it's a thin batter, but you bake it, you chayiv in chala. So effectively, why? Because chala needs to be lechem, so it's lechem because l'maisa was baked in the end. So effectively, you have the nezakasha. So how come the shach was makel in Hilchos Pasakum, the shach was makel and says only if it's we lost an alba, but in Hilchos Chala, it's chayv and chala. So of course, it's chayv and chala. It means it's called lechem. If it's called lechem, it should have a din of pasakum. Oh, so many years ago, I wrote this article in the Beis Yitzchak where I said that the following. I said that no, the idea is that you need something pasakum is mishum chasnus, and you need something choshev. So if it's not going to be choshev, it's believe awesome rock is going to be less choshev, and that basically is the idea that we saw in the Maritats. That's the idea we saw in the Maritats. I thought to say, way before I saw the Maritats, and now I saw the Maritats, and he gives this svara, so between the different levels, so then I was happy with what we discussed. That was the discussion here on going on the bottom of page 17. Poskim shachosu zayim pas akum beisav shubuaka sovrim sharak pas chashuva. Oh, it is pas, but you need more of a chashivas for mishum chasnas, just like we saw in the tshuva of the maritats. And then there's a discussion here also within the poskim about aseres yimei tshuva. Aseres yimei tshuva. Do you when you were machmir on pas palter? And how it fits in also on Shabbos, which is a chumrah also on Shabbos to be machmir. So I thought that maybe on Shabbos and Yontif is more of, you see, on Aseret Yemei Tshuva just bechoshish for the sheet of the Palter Zoser. But on Shabbos, it's a different halacha. It's not the same halacha as the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And on Shabbos, the din is that you want to bake a covered Shabbos. So it's not just to take away an isser. It's a positive kiyum of on the Shabbos. The Yontif I wrote shehin inyan chiyuvi. So then yesh momer pasan elchem yedei akum beis charoshes ein b'chashash isur chazal shol chasnus of all. But maybe it's still lacking the maila of pas Yisrael that you don't have by that. Okay, Rabbosai. So these are the ideas that I wanted to discuss with you. The Kiruvit Das by Pasach and Bishalach, and that specific Nakuda, whether the Din of Palter, which is, again, this Nakuda is not in the Gemara, and it's not, I said, it's in the Ra'ah, it's in the Rashba, it's in this Maritatsis Shuva, but it's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. When a Pasuk Shad is because, as I explained to you, in the Sefer, this Sefer here points it out, that what, you know, the Kiddush of the Maritats, of going against the conventional wisdom that it was Dafka on page 27 in the bottom. If he does all of the pas palter chomer tfei shabu yesh olam after not palter dvar bruchudoshim shabuchol poskim mash with the other abba the pas kal tfei. Well, this is kal tfei because it's more of a necessity, so therefore we have the kula. You don't need a necessity for the other things. Okay. What I'd like to conclude with is, you know, the whole concept of Kiruve Das. You know, Baruch Hashem, you're here, you're in camp. You know, so the godless of camp is you're in this bubble. You're in this bubble. You're not, you know, and you're all together, you eat meals together. You know, it's like Maine when you go to yeshiva for a year. You're in this bubble. And when you're in a bubble, so you can't always live life in the bubble, but you know, when you have this opportunity, so this is the ikar time you can have kiruv edas. Why do people make friends in yeshiva so much? Because you're 24/7. You're eating all the meals together. You're spending time together. You know, and besides whatever you're going to get from the learning and things like that, you just make friendships from because friendships take time. It doesn't. You know, when this guy's running this way, you have a whole bahala. You know, I was in Lora Shakolo this past Shabbos, so I gave a drasha. I said, I want to speak on one pasuk in
in the parasha of Matris Maaseh, one pasuk. And I said it's not from the famous pasukim. It's a pasuk that no one spends too much time on. But I want to say one pasuk, and there was a longer drasha about this in the synopsis of what I said, and that is the pasuk of Vayisu Mecharada Vayachanu B'machelus, which the Berach Moshe Satmar Rebbe says, if a person is totally he's a Mecharada. He's going here, he has this meeting, all over the place. He's a bilbo. Then you come to Machelos. And the Balaturim says, Machelos is the same pasuk of Machelos, Baruch Hashem in Kor Yisrael. You're in a kehila, you're settled. But Machelos, you left the Harada, you left all the, you know, you're in the city, your home, all the different things that could share in your Yishuv Hadas and share your learning. And that's where you get the Kiruv Das. Because when you're Beharada, it's hard to have Kiruv Das. Because you're walking, you have this problem and that problem, you have to go here, you got to go there, you know, all over the place. You're all over the place. But now you're in a confined, you know, bubble together with your Rebbeim, your Chaverim, and you can just sit and the whole world doesn't have to exist. Now, obviously, that's not the reality of life, but it's, you know, Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rav Shiva Karim Yavne, used to say, Yeshiva is like Tevas Noach. You know, you're in the Teva, there could be a marble, I don't know what's going on here, there could be a marble happening outside, but you're in the Teva. You're in the Teva, and you're learning, and then you, when Hashem will tell you, when is the time that Hashem says, same in the Teva. Then, you know, Hashem will tell you when that time is. Different people, he tells different times, when it is the same in HaTeva. So take advantage of this opportunity. You're here in camp, and that all the things we were talking about, Kiruv Edas, spending time together, having these relationships together, is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So thank you for spending some time together, sharing some Divrei Torah together. This is the first time I visited the camp here, so you should be Matzliach, and we'll see you all back in hopefully not in a good Becharada, but you know, in a different Makelos, in a different situation. And Bez Hashem, you should all, you know, grow in your learning, but also in your friendships. You know, you can make friends here. That is a wonderful opportunity to make friendships, to shmooze. You know, it's, you learn, but you also have tremendous friendships. It's a wonderful opportunity. Summer camps is Rav Hutner Zatzal. He was very big. You know, his camp Morris was one of the first. And he said that was like, he felt that was an ikar, that the fact that they have the summer camps, that was to him, that was an ikar. So Bez Hashem, you have many opportunities here. So every day is a special matnas Elokim. So take advantage, enjoy, and you should grow and be happy and be healthy, and we should see each other all at good occasions.